Okay, let's call a meeting to order. Do I need to make a motion now before we?
That'd be fine, yeah, just before we take.
Yeah, I'd just like to make a motion that we allow Commissioner Pritz to participate telephonically.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Commissioner Prestis?
Here.
Commissioner Popowitz? Commissioner Raina Ogden?
Here.
Chairman Zarowski?
Here.
Commissioner Graham White?
Here.
Commissioner Pritz? He's there.
Here.
No problem. Commissioner Franek?
Here.
All right, we have a quorum.
We do. Do we have any public testimony?
Yes, you do.
Please go to the podium.
Just touch the mic and announce your name for the record.
Okay, yes, good evening, gentlemen. I'm John Dzuriak, ladies and gentlemen, excuse me. I'm John Dzuriak, and I'm from 315 Forest Avenue here in River Forest. I've been around quite a few years, to say the least. First of all, I want to thank you for your service and for all the time you've devoted to helping maintain the architecture character of our community. Like all of you, I have an interest in our community architecture. In fact, in 2010, I was awarded an architectural compatibility certificate for the work I did to improve and update my 1922 bungalow. So you may ask, you know, well, so why are you here? And let me hand this up, and I'll explain what I'm trying to advance here. I'll explain what this is as soon as the microphone.
Looks familiar.
And this is a two-sided document. It's photographs, Xerox photographs of some property that I want you to be aware of or conditions that were here at one time. So why am I here? Well, actually, this is my third time about the same topic that I have come to this commission. I started back in March of 2014. I'd like to see if you individually or as a commission can help preserve, present, and display some Art Deco panels. I challenge all of you to be active in trying to save these, protect them, and help exhibit these two historic Art Deco panels. By any chance, how many of you may have lived here in 1997 or 1998? Can you just show me? Three? Two? Just two of you? Okay. Well,
I as well.
Okay, so good. Three out of seven. That's good. Yeah, you'll understand probably a little bit of what I'm going to be talking about then. But back in 1997, there was a school called Washington School, and it was torn down in 1998, but what I want to talk about are some Art Deco panels that were on that building. I'd like to have you help me support, and I would like your help and support in trying to preserve and present for the community and our many architectural visitors these historic 1929 Art Deco bas-relief panels that were on Washington School. In February 2014, I attended a program at the Oak Park Library titled Chicago Art Deco Modern Architecture. It was presented by Mr. Keith Bringle, he's the director of the Chicago Art Deco Survey. During his presentation, he showed properties from all over Chicagoland area, and he even included some from River Forest. One being the Weebolts property, and some sections of different homes in our village. And he thought these reflected aspects of the Art Deco era. And that reminded me of these two large limestone Art Deco panels, bas-relief panels that were on the east side of Washington School. For at least 5 years, these two panels were stored outside by the River Fork Park District. On December 11th of 2014, the village finally took possession of these, and they are now stored inside the River Forest Public Works Garage. The Park District had ownership of them for a period of time once the school was demolished and it was adjacent to their park. They were stored outside next to their public works garage right off of Lake Street. And then through my involvement, I went to five different village board meetings in 2014, and finally the village got control of them in December of 2014. So maybe you didn't know about these Art Deco panels, but let me tell you a little more background about these historic panels and see if you as a commission want to try to help preserve these and then maybe present them back to the community in some way. Above two different sets of doors on the east side of Washington School, that was demolished in 1998 were these two large 1929 Art Deco-style limestone bas-relief panels, and they were of George Washington in profile, flanked by stylized birds, circular flowers, and ornaments. On one of the panels, he was facing north, and on the other panel, he was facing south, and you can see that if you look carefully on the one on the two photos on the one side, one's north and one's south, and that was actually, you know, when he's facing north, that was the north part of the building. The south panel was on the south side of the building, but they were both on the east side of the building at that time. Washington School was located on the northeast corner of Washington and Keystone with a street address of 7970 Washington. Okay. The panels have historic significance and should be preserved and displayed for the benefit of the community. The panels are about 8 inches thick. They're about 51 inches high, so that's over 4 foot tall, and they're about 86 inches in length, so that's about 7 feet in length. Now, according to the Village White Architectural Historical Survey of August 2013 on page 60, it says that the, and just for public note, I'm holding up the actual Village White Architectural Historical Survey booklet. River Forest Washington School, originally called Elm School, you know, it says all this on page 60 of that document. River Forest Washington School, originally called Elm School, was erected in 1910 to accommodate the growing population south of Lake Street. In 1920, the school board purchased land adjacent to Washington School on Forest Avenue to accommodate a future addition. And that was built in 1929, and it was larger than the original building. That addition was designed by the architectural firm of Perkins, Chatham, and Hammond in the Art Deco style. The one-story addition featured a gymnasium, an office, additional classrooms, and then there were two other additions onto the same Washington School. One was built in 1957 and then in 1973. In 1979, Washington School was closed, and it was demolished in 1998. And I brought this up to the attention in 2014. In this booklet, you say it was demolished in 1997, but it actually was demolished and taken down in 1998, and now there are, you know, homes on that site. Willard School was also erected in 1928 on the west side of the 1200 block of Ashland and the two-story building was also designed by Perkins, Chatham, and Hammond in the classic revival style. The Village of River Forest adopted its historic preservation regulations in order to identify, preserve, and enhance the distinctive character, history, and architectural heritage of River Forest and to maintain an updated register of areas, properties, structures, sites, and objects of historical architectural significance. I think these panels have, you know, real importance to our community. The regulations also seek to protect important historic buildings and resources through the designation of local landmarks and to encourage their proper restoration and rehabilitation. The Historic Preservation Commission also acts as a resource to the general public, providing education in the areas of historic and architectural preservation. The sculptor of these panels may be very famous. Then it goes on in the historical survey. It says on page 6, the principal objective of the survey is to identify documents and evaluate properties within River Forest's existing National Register Historic District, as well as an inventory of those resources elsewhere in the community that are, once again, considered architecturally and historically significant. So that's, you know, our own documents say that we have to, you know, be aware of what we have in our community in the one sense. In 1997, Washington School was listed on the Landmark Preservation Council of Illinois as one of the most, one of the 10 most endangered historic places in Illinois. The property was also listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and I can give you, you know, the actual website information if you want that. According to the National Registration Form, the Art Deco panels were possibly executed by Fred Torrey. He was born in 1884, lived till 1967. He was an important Chicago sculptor in the late 1800s and early 1900s, studying under Charles J. Mulligan and Laredo Taft and working at Midway Studio Colony. And among his many works, Fred Torrey did the Art Deco panels that are on the 333 North Michigan Avenue building, the armory of the 124th Field Artillery at 5200 South Cottage Grove, where there are 48 Art Deco panels. He also did a sculpture of Abraham Lincoln on a horse for Lincoln's Memorial Tomb in Springfield and a statue of Abraham Lincoln with his son in Decatur, Illinois. So based on the evidence, on the work that's been done so far up to, you know, 1997 thereabouts, There is a good chance that these two bas-relief panels may have architectural importance to our village and, you know, to the rest of the architectural world. I'd like to see, with your help and hopeful support, if we can bring these out of storage for all to learn from and understand a little bit more about the impact of Art Deco in our community. These just might be, these might add to the architectural importance and character of River Forest. So one of the many considerations, you know, how in the world would we pay for some kind of a display or an exhibit? And one thought I quickly had, I've read in your notes, you know, to pay for some type of display for these panels, maybe some of the $584,000 that was collected in 2016 River Forest building permit fees could be applied to fund whatever is designed and built, you know, for these panels. It just seems to me, in closing here, it just seems to me that with all your connections and influence, we should be able to come up with a way to get these back into public display. Thanks for your help. Appreciate all your support in listening and maybe helping bring these back up into the public awareness.
Thanks. Thanks for coming tonight. I certainly remember this being brought up previously, I think it just kind of slipped out of our awareness probably as we were focused on other things. The good news is that they're being I think they were stored outside. I think you were.
They were stored outside over here at the park building for at least 5 years.
And you helped.
It took me it took me 9 months of going to four different meetings to get them to finally move into the community, into our public works garage.
Mm.
Now, me, on the photographs, on the Xerox photographs, you know, you've got, on one side you've got pictures of the panels, and then on the back side is a close-up, and then the long horizontal picture on the bottom kind of shows what they were, how they were being stored now that they're back inside. But I went and looked at them again today, and they're still inside, but now they're a little more covered up with other materials. And in talking to Mark Giannopoulos, I had left a pocket folder of literature about these in case anybody ever came and wanted to learn about these. But Mark took that away from there, and he's got it in his office so that pocket folder won't get so dusty and dirty. Mm-hmm. But apparently he was trying to get his Eagle Scout candidate's son to maybe make these into an Eagle project.
Oh, that's a pretty great idea.
But that's not going to happen. Simple terms, too much. There were too many bureaucracies and too many steps that he had to go through to try to make that happen.
Well, this isn't, you know, an easy thing to kind of just...
It's going to take a lot of work to make this happen.
Yeah, have a quick answer here.
No, I...
Okay.
And I've been after this for 3 years, as you can see. And
so John says that he has an update.
Yeah, just so I can share what the latest is with these two zones. So the school district and the village have been in talks for a long time on what the proper place for this is. The school district shared with the village that they are interested in displaying one of them outside of their administrative buildings. So that's the current plan that's being pursued, is to try to display them in some way in garden or something like that, one of them in front of the administrative building, in a cost that would be shared by the village and the school district in some way. So
cool.
Certainly nothing final, but that is what's being pursued right now.
It's more than I knew before I got here.
Sure, yeah, no, absolutely, understand that. And however, that does still leave one of them seeking a home or a possible display place. Not quite sure that they're both going to work in front of
the district. But it certainly feels like a great, it's part of the school heritage of
the
community.
What was the big stumbling block of the Eagle Scout? Why quick?
Mr. Giannopoulos didn't go into details, but I also work with a Boy Scout troop, and I know the difficulty of planning and managing an Eagle Scout project. And there's lots of, in a project like this, you'd have to go through all kinds of village people, literally and figuratively, and set up all kinds of meetings, and then, you know, find vendors that would help you build and design a shelter for it. Because I don't think you can just put these out in the open. You need to put some kind of roofed, you know, covering on these of some type, whether it's a metal awning or, to put them right out in the open air, it's going to really, you know, make them deteriorate a lot quicker. As you can see, when they were originally installed, there was probably a good 4 or 5 feet of depth from the front of the building to where they were actually insert as a panel.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's quite a costly endeavor, and I know that an Eagle candidate could undertake it and do it, but Mr. Giannopoulos quickly just said that the people were putting up too many roadblocks for his son to be able to actually do it.
Sure.
Sometimes these Eagle boys don't allow 6 months to a year to do a project, and that's sometimes what it takes to make something happen. So.
Well, we have half an answer for you.
Well, that's a great
story. So, yeah, but thanks for bringing it to our attention. And
it's like they're a perfect size as a back of a bench.
When you put these things, looking at the...
In the hallway there. I mean, why couldn't they...
They're a little big for the hallway. I'm thinking more of an outside use at the bocce ball courts or somewhere. Have that the bench, do a limestone seat to it. Post come for a little roof over it. It would be a great way. We could see them.
And I can see you would need some kind of a plaque next to it to explain what these are and what the importance of them are.
You could use a little,
Dave's already got it designed.
You could even do a little, you could do rubbings off of it for, little art classes and, explain where they came from and who the artist was that probably did them.
Firstly, our new nickels don't have the same profile, but I don't want that nickel to the old nickel.
Okay. Good, I appreciate your interest.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anybody that wants to try to, be involved with this.
Are there any other artifacts sitting in the Public Works building besides these?
That I'm not sure.
Not that I'm aware of.
Exactly what I was thinking.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Yep. Okay, we'll make sure we keep this on our list of things to think about.
Yeah, I'd be happy to touch base and report back. So.
Mm-hmm. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Any other public testimony? I think next on our list is approval of meeting minutes from the December meeting. Does anybody... have any comments? None being heard. Would someone like to?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 There we go. Okay. Sounds like you're on.
Good evening. My name is Lance Shalzi with Airroom Architects, representing 7800 Augusta Street. A little bit about what we are doing here is, if you look at the photographs, there is an existing framed kind of like porch of some sort. So the intent is to remove that existing frame porch and build a more permanent structure in its place. I said Augusta. Did I say Augusta?
Either way. I understand the intention.
Our addition is about 19 feet by 18 feet, and it's visible from Augusta, not really visible from Park. And behind the addition, we have like a raised terrace, and then obviously with steps going down to grade. A little bit about the exterior. What we tried to do is, mimic what was already there, the screened-in porch, by using hardy panels, smooth hardy panels, and then obviously all hardy trim, and to incorporate more of what the existing residence is. We provided a base with a limestone transition between the two, between the base and the hardy itself, with limestone to separate the two, and then incorporated some sort of a widow's walk. Now it's just a widow's walk. It isn't intended to be a roof terrace. If you look on the elevations, there's only windows up there. There's no doors to access the rooftop of that. We understand it's going to be difficult to try and match the color of this brick. So the theory is to match it as close as possible. We also have other areas, as you can see on the plan, that we're kind of patching as part of our phase one work for this project. So what we did do is we are considering brick staining. We've been pretty successful using that to try and match brick. Mm-hmm. So that is also on the table at this time. Seeking for a certificate of appropriateness for us to proceed as depicted.
Anyone have any comments?
Lance, I've got kind of a problem with this. The the original piece is there is a small, very light, little screen porch. The addition at the other side of the house is more of a room, and that's brick with a tile roof. That should be more the model, I think, for this addition, that we're making actually the longer screen porch. It's an actual room on the house.
Sure.
Bigger than the room on the other side, so it really established itself as a room. And this is kind of a hybrid in-between thing. There's nothing like on the house. Now that the screen porch is gone, there's nothing to marry it to. I don't see why it's not brick all the way up. You could look at that top of your terrace as the limestone band that matches the limestone band on the other side of the house that goes around the bottom of those windows. There's a limestone band at the top that we can pick up on to go to the top of the windows around there and do a clay tile roof just like one on the other side. Is that given any thought, or is there a reason why that isn't part of the program here?
It's obviously this is phase two of a project that's already under construction. Mm-hmm. And yes, there was consideration, but obviously it's budget. Also, this family room steps down. So, you know, the windows then therefore are stepped down. So the banding won't, you know, it's not really going to match based on the location, but you'd have to, you know, if you wanted to continue that banding around, then it's really not going to be detailed as if on the existing home, right? Because the windows are a little bit lower.
Yeah, but that banding on that, this is one here in this house is 50 feet of house, and the other thing over here, if you pick that line up, you're better than I.
Yeah.
I just think it's more the feel of the two. And having to relate those two bands, and stepping down is fine. That gives me a little more roof, actually, to get a little more tile up there, give a little more presence.
And, you know, the clay tile roof, obviously.
Is an expense, I see
is
that.
Is an expense, yeah.
But that's why we're here, for more appropriateness than
sure.
Than that, I took the liberty of... few minutes before I got here doing just a little sketch to see how that would look. And you can realize there's some budget implications there, but that, I'll pass that. It certainly feels to me more a part of the house than this giant deck that's not a deck. The hardy board that's nowhere else, there's no stucco on the house, there's nothing else that takes us to that point. I look at that and say, oh my God, there's an addition. You know, which is what we would like to avoid, I think.
Well, I guess there's, obviously I've been through other historic preservation committees, and like Oak Park, for instance, you know, they kind of want you to, they want to be able to recognize what was original and what...
To tell the story of that's something different. Yeah, and I think the fact that you're stepping down, you've got a terrace, those to me are enough of a clue in what... I mean, do you think that makes sense? What they put to make it look different, just for the sake of making telling a story?
Do I think? Actually, I don't.
I don't mean,
there's other ways to achieve it, right? Yeah. You can set it back from the prominent, you know, the original facade or whatever.
And you've done it all. You can set it back a little bit, which is perfect.
Yeah.
Getting away to the big daddy. It's the spots. It's in the right spot.
I kind of never understood where they're coming from. Yeah. On
well,
that,
the same thing with most of them want to tell a story, but that story can lead to a bad end, I think.
Is the porch that's being replaced, was that original to the house when it was built?
You know what? That I could not verify that.
I mean, the reason I'm asking the question is because it's a little hard to tell with the materials that I've got in front of me, and I apologize, but but it seems like the addition is consistent in design in a lot of ways with the with what's being replaced. Is that a fair statement?
That was our concept behind it, to make it mimic what was already there. Reason for the hardy panels, you know, more a lighter structure compared to all brick like the rest of it is. So.
But it's going to be more visible from the street because it comes forward more, right towards the street, right? Because it's a bigger structure. But it'll be consistent, I guess, with what was there. So I mean, I understand the point about matching the other side, but I wonder if that would be, you know, if that was the architect's original expression, then maybe, you know, I understand this is brick too instead of being painted, but, you know, I'm just wondering if it is consistent with what's there because of those aspects.
Michael, there is a door, original door that went out to this little deck on top of the original porch. And the original porch is all glass. It's meant as a carbuncle, a little airlock to get into the house. The new addition's three times the size of this thing, so it's no longer a porch. If this was presented as a porch with all glass all the way around it, I'd be more open to that argument. But because it's more wall than window, we're pretty close to that 50-50 ratio, I can't call this the same type of room anymore.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that. I agree. I guess the point that I was trying to make is looking at the pictures, it looks like they're trying to get some consistency. I do think the brick is makes it a heavier structure. You know, so I agree with that. But I'm just expressing that they're trying to contain some of the elements or maintain some of the elements. It looks like the windows are attempting. The windows are actually a different design, right? They're consistent with the main structure or with the house, but not with the porch that's being replaced.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing we tried, and maybe I shouldn't even bring this up, but I'm going to. if you look at the picture of the garage that's visible from Augusta,
yeah,
where it's got a base of brick. And then it's a much lighter structure above the brick, meaning white than white. So you're going to see that, right? You're going to see that closer to this addition, you know. So we thought it was a transition between the two, kind of, and still respecting the original structure that was there that we're taking down.
That's interesting.
I mean, that is one beautiful garage, I have to say that, though. that garage is nicer than my house, so...
Yeah.
However, the existing garage does, in fact, have the clay tile roof, which is probably visually its most identifiably dramatic element, so that, in fact, does tie in with a home as opposed to either what's there now, which I agree with David. It looks clearly an add-on, but it's an add-on as a sun porch, as opposed to an add-on with a room of greater substance.
What if you did add more windows? Is it just a non-functional room with more glass?
Well, you know, obviously they wanted to put a TV in there, so we reallocated the wall space for a TV. And, I mean, sure, it could be. It could be more windows. And
Lance says the TV to go up it on the wall facing the front or the wall facing the side.
Well, it's kind of I mean, we talked about with the client that they were going to furnish just in kind of an L-shaped room, so they had the option of either side there. So.
So the place where they're going to put the TV is on the side facing the street between the two areas where the windows are going to be?
More than likely, yes.
Mm-hmm. Even as a small
point, match. Do the windows... Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I know you have swings of doors and everything you have to contend with here, and yes, it is... it's going to be limited to
diagonally across that room no matter what, so it's kind of a tougher furniture to get in.
Do the windows on the addition match the windows on the house? I mean, I can see that they've got the six panels above and that, but the proportions look like they're longer than the windows on the first floor on the left there. Is that right?
No, they're lower, Michael, as well. So they're about the same size. They're just—it's a step down into that room.
Yeah, there's a step. Well,
but they look narrower or something. They don't look like they're the. And I understand the dimensions of the room are the dimensions of the room, but they look to be in a different proportion.
Yeah, They may be a little thinner, I think, or the existing transoms are a little bit maybe higher than the transoms we show.
It looks like there's a few different proportions of windows in the house already.
Yeah, I mean, the house, if you look at the house, if you look at the ones near the entry, right, that's another different proportion there. So it's...
I'm okay with that. It's all the same flavor. But another thing I just noticed, Lance, that on the old room on the other side, the sill is right at the base of the windows. You've got, again, a little white space from where the brick, with that odd little small hardy panel there.
Sure.
Is there any reason that couldn't at least be pulled up to the bottom of the windows to tie in the other side a little more?
That's just
an odd little white band of maybe flower boxes or something that... I guess that relates to the height of the terrace, but that's not set in stone either.
Actually, the terrace, I mean, we would be better off if we matched the terrace height to the wall, because that terrace, if you look at it, goes right underneath the windows if you projected that line across.
Right, which is a nicer look.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would clean it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So this,
so do we have any other comments? Are we ready to, so I think we've made a couple of suggestions worth considering. Do you have any thoughts in response to that? Is that?
Well, I'm just this clay tile roof. So obviously there's it's a hip. It goes into a flat,
mm-hmm.
right?
Just like the other side. You could do it without a hip, but I think you're approaching the 312 slope required to do a tile roof.
Yeah, that's what I'm
hit
little
that window.
A little bit tough.
Yeah. But the other side sets the precedent already with having a flat roof to get that same slope.
So, yeah, I'm off. We have those windows up above, so... just obviously need to keep that roof below those windows at the second floor.
Yep. Yeah, that just makes the flat roof a little bit bigger. But it still be, I think, still be bigger than the one on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
There's still the straight, more tile visible than the other side.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you've done everything you've done right. It's just that I question the model of the porch versus the addition on the other side as well.
Right, so if I can recap, so basically continue the banding elements into the new addition.
Mm-hmm.
All the limestone accents. And then a clay tile roof. And then bring the stone sill basically underneath the bottom of the windows.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? And with those, that should be more in keeping with the appropriateness of the
I think that's a,
yeah. I don't think so.
Those are good, solid suggestions.
Okay.
So you obviously need to review those with the owner?
Yes.
And maybe come back?
Yes.
When you make those changes, now when you look at the west elevation, I mean, that will wrap all the way around, right? And so will that make any difference with the how that wall then extends to the left of the addition?
No, that basically would extend that wall.
Yeah, would that be on the same level as the that wall would be just a little bit higher, right? When it would just be a small bump. I mean, what would that look like on the elevation?
I'm not sure what he's talking about. No, I think what we're suggesting is we're taking that low height wall on the outside patio and extending that line.
Just to clean that up so it's not a step. Raising the brick height around the addition to match the brick wall of the terrace.
What I'm asking is, though, do we know that those will line up, or will the idea be you might even have to lower that wall a little bit to line it up? I'm just curious.
To line it up with the other side of the house, Michael?
Well, I'm sorry, because of course I'm looking at pictures and trying to line all this up while you guys are, you know, looking at it together, right? So if I understand it right, the brick wall, I'm looking at, as I said, the west elevation, and that brick wall is now going to be higher, right? The brick portion of the addition is going to be higher to line up with the addition on the other, or with the addition on the other side of the house, right?
I'm just curious.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think the intention is to raise that brick wall, and correct me if I'm wrong, but raise that brick wall up to the height of the new terrace wall so that it creates the same visual as the other side, but not necessarily be the exact height as the other side.
Yeah,
so okay, got it.
Simplifies that detail.
Yes.
All right, thanks.
Reno, your sketch here, did you attempt to line the windows?
No. I realized you're stepping down. Okay. Like I said, at that distance, you're not going to make that connection. Okay. I don't think. You're always going to say, hey, this is, you know, it's a nice.
Okay.
Nice,
cool. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. When's the next meeting?
The next regularly scheduled meeting, and they'll concur on a meeting date at the end, but the next regular scheduled meeting will be Thursday, February 23rd.
But I'd say if you're in a hurry to get this moving, you know, maybe we can help you out.
So if I revise it, maybe send it to us,
and we can, you know, maybe make an exception that we approve it.
Okay.
Now.
You can work through the building department like Andrew has before to submit new drawings, and then you can always request another meeting. Another meeting date could be set. The subcommittee could review it if you felt that was appropriate. A follow-up for the certificate of appropriateness would be at your request.
Cool.
Okay.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Work phase one is gorgeous, and we just keep it going.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Just to show that we can have good public discourse.
Yeah. I felt a little, like I get a little, I don't know if I know how to communicate, so I just took a minute to draw something.
No, great. Thanks for doing that, Dave. Appreciate it. Okay. Ongoing commissioner assignments. Let me look at my magic list. Al is not here, so I don't think there's anything to talk about library presentations. Dave, I think, had something to talk about regarding trying to connect with the real estate community.
I spoke with several realtor contacts, and the thought I got was that most offices have a every other week Monday morning meeting to go through things of interest to that particular office, and the suggestion was made that I attend a number of these on a series. That's a commitment of time as well as sort of an extended period of time to do this, because there are a number of realtor offices that service our village. So I don't necessarily know that works, so it's kind of back to the drawing board trying to figure out a forum that would allow interested realtors to sit in at, one or, perhaps two occasions to go through the process and to ask questions.
Maybe it's, maybe it's like an annual or a semi-annual.
Doesn't the Board of Realtors have an annual meeting?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know to what extent that's, I can certainly follow up on that.
I think that might be a good way to.
Yeah.
Yeah, just see if there's any luncheons or, don't they get together? Don't they have?
Yeah.
They've got to have like monthly lunches or something like that.
Well, what they do is they do by office.
By office?
By office, typically first thing Monday morning, whatever first thing is,
No, I was just thinking about the.
It's different for some of us than others.
Yeah.
I'm certainly willing to do it. At the same point in time, I don't necessarily know that I want to do 10 of these.
No, I don't think anybody.
I don't think that's what's being suggested here.
Right. No. I'd say, the challenge is to try and find a luncheon where you can talk to 100 people, right? I mean, you'd rather be talking to 100 people rather than.
I'm sorry, I genuinely didn't hear that.
That's 8 or 9 would be fine.
What do you mean? It's halfway through the morning. We'll do 7. Come on. And that's already sleeping in. Let me go back to a couple of these people in that area. Try to sort of figure it out. You're not going to capture everybody. Right. There are folks that, we deal with this all the time, but honestly, I don't think, particularly the way the amendment has been structured and all the discourse, I think if one has a modicum of interest or one is professionally interested in the subject, I don't think it's so complicated that you really can't understand it. But to the extent that people have specific questions, certainly more than happy to do that as after a presentation. You're not going to get 100% attendance under any circumstances.
Yeah, I think it's like anything. I mean, you can't expect to educate the entire community magically. But I think if the word gets around that, it's not this crazy, impossible thing to understand, that there is some logic to it, that word, by word of mouth, it'll get, the word will get around. So thanks for checking into that. Let's see where we might, if we can figure out something else. So I'm trying to put my head on that one too. Is the brochure good? That's another one. We'll talk about that later in a second. Carla, do you have anything to talk about regarding at-risk properties?
Well, the Winslow House closed.
Yes.
$1,375,000, which I think is a bargain.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Price. And John, if you get any requests for permits, please let us know.
Well, the good news is we discovered that it was purchased by an architect.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Architect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so
very good.
Yeah, we're pretty confident
it's
in good hands.
We would be preaching to the already converted.
Yeah.
So we haven't contacted them yet, but we're.
They've been sent the welcome letter.
Yeah, we're enthused that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's pointed in the right direction and not going to be disassembled and sold off to museums.
Yeah. And the other houses are still waiting for buyers. So.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not much coming on the market right now. I think it'll be another month or so before the big spring market explodes.
Anything regarding the TIF district proposal? Is that, or it's not a proposal anymore?
The TIF district has been approved, so it's passed and in place, but. Certainly, other than taking that in. That
anything? Action. Anything going on with the TIF district?
Nothing new to report.
Okay. Brian.
Yes, sir.
Website. We kind of put that one on hold. Do we know what's going on with the?
Yes, we've gone through a couple of, you know, an RFP process and a couple of vendors, and we think we're pretty close to choosing a vendor and starting that process.
Cool.
Hopefully with a lot more capabilities to be able to customize the website and things like that. Certainly organizations and organization and suggestions for the historic page are always welcome, but, you know, certainly more specifics to come as we start to move forward with a vendor.
Window replacement review. We haven't really had any requests in the last month or so. So nothing to talk about there. Certified local government certification. Is that the right
the
way to say that?
Letters on my to-do list realistically gets a way of accessing state funds if, as, and when they become available. It's accordingly perhaps a little bit less pressing than
probably probably not a not anything that's going to happen anytime soon probably, but we'll keep it on the list of things to kind of just
absolutely. I mean, it makes sense for us to achieve that, so that, you know, we've checked that off and we've done what we told the Board of Trustees we were going to do.
The other thing I have on here, Dave, is the 700 block of William. Whatever happened with the, you were working with those guys?
Yeah, they've, I did a sketch, sent it to them. Mark Williams, who's, not Mark Williams, Mark, Clayton, Mark.
Mark.
Mark, anyway. Met with the block, they all liked it a lot. He said, how many would we do? I said, probably one at each end of the block. He said, that sounds great. How many bricks per? I said, 80 bricks per, or 40 bricks per, 80 bricks totally. He has that much in his backyard to use. He then asked me to get some pricing on it, and then they'll go to the village with that in hand. It's going to cost this much.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he's not sure if he can do it or not. They said, what do you think the village will say? I said, I don't know, but we
never know.
We certainly get some pricing and put it together and let them look at it and give us
the... Yeah, I mean, the last time I talked with Kathy about this, she said, you know, they approved something else, but, you know, this is... definitely something that I think that they'd consider.
Yeah, thanks. I forgot about Tom. Yeah, it's moving.
Mark's last name is Witt, but yes.
Mark Witt.
Yeah, and right. So, Kathy, they did the historic block, the historic street sign for it.
Yeah, so,
certainly
so something that's relatively, they just to get something up, I think was the intent. And not by any means saying this is what we're doing.
Yeah, I think they were trying to hit that birthday year since it was
right.
Talk a little bit about funding, have the neighbors chip in and the village chip in or see what they can work out with the funding of it.
Cool. Yeah, if you could... maybe follow up on that. That'd be great.
Yep.
I haven't had any conversations with Kathy recently about what's going on with the village board. They want us to make like an annual presentation of our you know what we've accomplished in the prior year, and we've kind of had some conversations about how to do that, and we talked about doing that. In June?
Yeah, so there's really no set time or schedule. You know, certainly calendar year might make sense. Fiscal year, which is May 1, kind of lines
May
up
1.
With the change of guard, so maybe that might make sense. But, the village board's always welcome for a visit, and so, you know, we can make whatever date range happen. I don't know that that's locked into anything. So.
Okay, well, maybe I'll just get in touch with her and see when.
Yeah, we also talked about maybe talking about some of the status when we went with them. With some information about the brochure.
Oh, right. That's right. That's right. That's
meeting.
What we're talking about. I forgot.
One of the
that.
Other things to keep in mind too is that the CLG. One of the CLG requirements is an annual report to the state office. So,
is there a description of what the annual report needs to?
No. Basically, you know, what have you done? What have you done? What historic buildings?
That's
have
what this. That's kind of what this is all about.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me see. I can look and see if there's one previously. I don't know if anybody's aware if the commission's ever done one, but
pretty sure we haven't.
Okay.
No,
fair
I
enough.
I think so.
It would have been way too long if we ever tried to do it. Anything going on with the Illinois Association of Preservation Commissions? Anyone know?
Funding got cut.
And the Chicago Suburban Preservation Alliance. Al went to that meeting in September. They meet like once a year? Is that what?
Once a year. It's typically in the early fall, I believe.
Okay. I think that covers this stuff. The map is obviously on this list, but that's our next item for discussion. So John passed out that spreadsheet and Word document.
The format was distributed to everybody. Mm-hmm. You are the only one with the list right now. I'd be happy to share it with others if we'd like to. But
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I didn't realize that I was the only one. Got
exclusive rights. But yeah, I can share whatever.
I'm hoarding. Sorry.
I can share whatever with anybody. You know, everybody's submissions was on there, so I don't know. You know.
Yeah. So I finally looked at this last night. You gave it to me about a month ago.
I didn't know if there's any anonymity.
Yeah, so what happened was I think the only ones that really got back were Carla, Al, and I kind of identified homes that we thought were important. There were about five or six that we all thought were important, and then probably another 20 or so that at least a couple of us thought were important. So that gets us up to about 25, which isn't a bad number, I don't think. One of the things I thought was that my list was actually the longest. I had like 70 homes on it.
Yeah. Sorry, no problem.
Yeah, I mean, well. But, you know, one of the things I was thinking was that the map would also include possibly, you know, just a key to where all the Talmadge and Watson houses are, where all the Purcell and Emsley houses are, and just, you know, do that, have a list. You don't have to have a write-up of all of them.
No.
But I think that would be something that people would find of value.
Good idea.
The only other, there were a couple of churches that I was the only one that thought were important. I thought Grace Lutheran Church and St. Luke's.
I had Drummond's Church on my list. The one right down here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or over there.
I think that is on the list, to be honest.
Over there, yeah.
Yeah, I think that is on the list. That's the
Methodist
Church.
Yeah.
Did you make a list?
I did that first day we were supposed to do one.
He suppressed your information.
If you send the list out, then we can all add to it. Or
yeah, so I mean, I don't think there's. Yeah, I'm not sure that this list has to be approved today or tonight. No. But it would. I'm hoping to kind of. One of the things we talked about in one of the previous meetings was that, you know, if we've got 28 homes on it and we've got seven commissioners, every one of us writes up four of them, mm-hmm. and then someone kind of proofreads them and gives them the same tone, and we go about it that way. So it's not this giant task for someone to write up 28 things. So what we'll do is we'll distribute this, and maybe the people that haven't voted yet maybe could, you know, put their 2 cents in.
One of the things I particularly like is the concept of noting all of the homes, just maybe with just a designation, you know,
all the significant properties.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely.
With particular architects.
Yeah. So I was thinking a couple things. So one, maybe we shade every home that's a significant property, and then we color code all the Wright homes, all the Drummond homes, things like that. So I think it's a pretty easy thing to do. All we need to do, and I actually talked to the Lakota group, and they've got the maps.
They have any problem with us using them? Are they okay?
No. Good. No. We'll probably pay them to
do some of the work.
Yeah, to code them for us. Yeah, just, I mean, they're the easy. I mean, boom, they can, they own them. They can tweak them. And we'll give them some credit on the map, too. I have no problem with that. You know, I think we're pointed in the right direction. So we'll pass this out. Maybe we'll take the color code off and just let the other commissioners who haven't voted yet.
Do you want me to take off the current votes, or do you want me to pass my? I don't have any problem with
sure,
that.
Sure, leave the votes on. It doesn't matter.
Okay. I don't know if anybody wanted to be unbiased in their voting for any reason, but I don't have a problem with it. So however you guys like it. I'll send what I send off to you then.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
No problem. And I will look to see if I missed something. I apologize.
Okay, so that's that. Was there, we were out for an estimate,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I did share some estimates last month. I still have them in front of me.
Were you here last month?
Yeah.
You were? I think we actually had the full group last month for once in a while.
Sorry.
Yeah, so.
I never appeared then.
That's what it is. You look different.
You know, and I think just the recap of that was that most felt that they were low, and I think that part of why they were is because of just the request that what we had to share was the Maywood map, and so as our creative juices flow and the, mm-hmm. we asked the designer to add their touch, that'll add some hours and
sure.
some things there, but I don't think it was anything out of the realm of reason of what we originally thought with the budget.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's less than $10,000, so it's an easy thing to get approved. That's the word that we got. So we'll pass this spreadsheet out, and hopefully everyone can everyone who hasn't been acknowledged can put their two cents in.
I will do that first time.
Cool. Any other business? Hearing none.
Just a meeting date. If everybody's at least at glance okay with the regular schedule of February 23rd.
February 23rd. Let's see.
Fine by me.
I may have something that evening. May have a firm event.
What's that?
May have a firm event. And you do if you say yes, I'm attending.
Sure thing. Well,
if there's a couple of us that might not be here, maybe move it to another night. What's the easiest way to move it? What have we done in the past? Move it to another Thursday? Is that the easiest thing?
Yes. Let me pull up the schedule here.
Maybe the 16th? Would that be terrible?
No, so the 16th, as always, could run into the DRB down here. Mm-hmm. So they kind of.
So we might be upstairs?
Yeah,
upstairs.
But we're gonna try
the 16th. Else have a problem with the 16th?
Nope.
Okay. Mr. Pritz?
I do not. No.
Cool.
All right, let's try the 16th.
Okay.
And I will pass that on. To Mr. Schulze, so he's aware as well, but since we might expect a resubmittal from him.
He'll like that anyway.
Yeah, if he does resubmit, I'll plan to share that with you and we can go from there on how we want to tackle that.
Great.
Thanks.
Okay. Do I have a motion for adjournment or any other business?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
So shall
all in favor?
Aye.
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 That's it. Thank you.